A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11 verses 14 and 15. In the morning David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter he wrote, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting and then draw back from him that he may be struck down and die." It does then continue to say that Joab did as instructed. Indeed, Joab was less honorable than Uriah himself. David, though, is the worst culprit, for he is trying to cover up his sin with Bathsheba, because it goes from one thing to the next. Sin refuses to stay alone. It always invites other sins. Izono zianda. Musuguzi kotli suguti isono sizosala sisotwa. Cha isono siakula. And so it was that David, having unsuccessfully tried to send Uriah back home, even making him drunk, Uriah refused to go home, saying, "How can I do that when my brothers are camping out there in the open at war with God's enemies?" He was more honorable than David himself, who was meant to be a man after God's heart. And now David hatches a murderous plan. Indeed, sin is murderous, and it seeks to murder your own soul. And it will gladly take others with it, because sin likes friends too. And so he sends by the hand of Uriah a confidential letter to Joab, David's general. And look at the plan. Set Uriah out there in the front where the fighting is at its worst and then desert him. Don't help him and let him die, in other words. Joab must have understood the intent of it, and he lets it happen in that way. And we find honorable Uriah, this man who loved his wife, is to die because of another man's sin, David himself. I remember God has not hidden all this, all these sordid details from us. Instead, God reveals it to us because this reveals our own sin. This is what our hearts are like. Nawe mganwam, inhliziyo yakho, umu Jesu engekho enhlizweni. Inhliziyo yakho injenak. Until even murder is the result of David's sin.